The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, it's time to listen to a short speech by Hujjat al-Islam Dr. Shomali. He's going to talk about the analysis of Ziyara al-Yasin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we have tawfiq to continue our reflections on Ziyarat al-Yasin. We talked about the significance of offering our salam and also why we repeat these salams. And every salam is coming along with some descriptions of Imam alayhi salam. In this phrase we say, وَالرَّحْمَةُ الْوَاسِعَ. It's beautiful. الرَّحْمَةُ الْوَاسِعَ. One of the characteristics of mercy of Allah is that it is inclusive. In the series on understanding God's mercy, maybe in the second lecture or first lecture on that series, we talked about characteristics of Allah's mercy. They are available on YouTube. They are available as papers in Message of Thaqalain. So in the first part or second part, we say one of the characteristics of mercy of Allah is that it is inclusive. رَحْمَتِي وَسَعَدْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. If you read this ayah, it's very interesting. First, Allah talks about azab. It says, عَذَابِ أُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ أَشَاءٍ. Azab is not inclusive. Azab is only for some people. Some people who have been doing bad things, they didn't do tawbah, there is no way also to be forgiven. So, it's for some people. But وَرَحْمَتِي وَسَعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Not even كُلَّ شَخْص, not in كُلَّ إِنسَان, كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My rahmah includes everything. وَاسَعَ. Or the angels who carry arsh, and those who are around. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا وَسَعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. When they ask Allah for forgiveness for mu'mineen who have done something wrong but tabu وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ, then in order to prepare the whole case, they say, oh, our Lord, you have embraced everything, rahmatan wa ilma, in knowledge and mercy. Is anything, please listen to this carefully, is anything occurring or falling outside knowledge of Allah? Is there anything that Allah's knowledge doesn't include? No. بكل شيء عليم, he knows everything. In the same way, nothing is outside rahmah of Allah. His rahmah is also inclusive, all embracing. Some people receive more, some people receive less, but all receive something. There is rahmah which is free of charge given. There is rahmah that you have to qualify for. This is rahmah of rahmaniyya, which is given without condition, but rahimiyya is through some merits. So, Imam is Khalifatullah. Khalifatullah should have knowledge. And this is why Allah taught Adam all the names to prove, to demonstrate to the angels that he is qualified for being Khalifatullah. So he is al-alamul mansub, al-ilmul masbub, plus Imam should have rahmah of Allah. He includes everyone in his love, in his mercy. all people, all animals, all plants, all creatures of Allah are included in the mercy of Imam. The heart of Imam has to be loving all people. Of course, there are degrees. If I love a person who is ill, of course, I don't love his illness. I want him to be removed from illness. But I love him. If I love an ignorant person, it doesn't mean I love his ignorance. But I love him, and this is why I want to help him. So, Imam is rahmate wasi'e, inclusive, all-embracing mercy of Allah. Very beautiful. And a true follower of Imam should also be like this. We should have concern for all creation. Wa'dan ghayra makdhub. We said already, Ya wa'dallahi alladhi zaminah. Imam al-Zaman is a promise of Allah that is guaranteed by Allah. And here also, again, we say, Wa'dan ghayra makdhub. This is a promise which is true. It's not, you know, a lie we have been told, na'uzu billah. So, there is such a person, and he has this knowledge, he has this qawth and rahmah, al-wasa'ah, and of course he's also going to come. His presence is a promise. His appearance is also a promise. The late Khaja Nasiruddin Tusi, rahmatullah alayhi, in Tajridul I'tiqad, has put it very beautifully. When he talks to about Imam Zaman, he says, وَجُودُهُ لُطْفٌ وَتَصَرُّفُهُ لُطْفٌ آخَرٌ وَعَدَمُهُ مِنَّا. وَجُودُهُ لُطْفٌ. Existence of Imam Zaman is lutf. Lutf has a special definition in science of kalam. Something that can take us nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or farther away from sins, but would not be pushing us and would not be a condition. Inshallah, in the science of kalam. Because so, according to the rule of lutf, Allah provides us with guidance, and we need, after the Prophet, imams. Wujuduhu lutf. Just his existence is lutf, because he has lots of benefits, lots of functions. But if he is able, on top of that, to be working as imam and implementing his leadership position, this is extra lutf. Lutfun akhar. Tasarrufuhu lutfun akhar. Then why he is not there if Allah has to provide us with lutf? Adamuhu minna. The fact that imam is not acting as imam among us now is because of us, not because Allah doesn't have favor. Allah has lutf, he's latif, but we have not prepared the ground. We are actually creating obstacles. So, promise of Allah that he would have always someone to help us, to guide us. لكل قوم هاد. There would be khalifa fi al-ard. This is true. The promise of Imam in Akhir al-Zaman, in end of time, establishing universal justice, also that promise is also guaranteed.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.